Mr. Evan Eggers, president of SureCruise.com, is joining us with the latest cruise buzz. Welcome, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
Evan, let's start off by telling our audience about the new holiday gift video that's on your website that you're doing in conjunction with Princess Cruises.
A video from Princess that shows you everything you can do on board their ship. So, you know, to generate the excitement that a cruise gift is deserving.
Yep. You've got that right. It really is.
And you'll like this even better. So what we're doing is we're charging $49.99 for this service, Roy.
Right.
But then if you book a Princess Cruise, we give you $50 onboard credit.
Ah, terrific.
So we pay you a penny for doing this.
what's really super about that is that that you're being innovative about this on your site. And you know, things can get kind of boring when you get out there and it's the same thing day after day after day, but you're still getting good information. But to add this as an extra little holiday gift is really super. I think it's terrific. Now, give our audience the website. How do they go about doing this?
Well, they'd go to surecruise.com.
Right, your usual website.
Yeah,
right.
The easiest way to go to it, rather than give the whole long URL, we do have a shortcut set up.
Right.
Go to surecruise.com,
right.
And in the field where it says, what's your Sure deal number?
Right.
Just type the word video. That's it.
Okay.
So go to surecruise.com and type in video as the Sure deal number, and it'll bring you to the right place.
And then it'll come up.
Yep.
All right. Let's quickly go to cruise news. First of all, I thought one of the amusing things is that Rosie O'Donnell was named the godmother of the NCL Pearl.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, and part of the reason, of course, is that Norwegian and Rosie have a terrific relationship because she's cruised on them in the past and she'll cruise on them in the future.
Right.
With her Our Family Vacations trips, which are family-friendly
right.
cruises for families either that who are involve a gay or lesbian person or their families. They're very inclusive, so, you know, everybody can go, but it's gay and lesbian friendly. And so I guess, you know, when one charters, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 ships,
right.
they name a ship after you eventually.
Good Lord.
Or make you the godmother of it.
But we don't have to change our sex or anything to do that, right?
No, all are welcome, all are welcome. So, yeah, the Norwegian Pearl, this is the ship, the latest of Norwegian's freestyle cruising ships, and
right.
It's gotten some press for including a bowling alley.
Right.
Rosie will be the godmother of it, and Norwegian also has given the ship to Rosie for a one-night and overnight charity cruise.
That's great.
Where, you know, people can actually buy at very high prices, staterooms and whatnot on that vessel, and the proceeds all go to charity. So that's a nice thing of Norwegian and Rosie to do.
And then Gloria Estefan is going to do her Our Family Vacations cruise.
That's right, that's right. So one of the future charters that Rosie has going with Our Family Vacations, Gloria Estefan will be performing on board.
Right, I think they're great friends, actually.
Yeah, and Gloria's, I mean, that's some great music. That'll be a fun cruise.
Yeah.
That will be a rocking cruise.
That will be indeed. I can remember when I go back to when she was doing Miami Sound Machine down in Miami Beach. So.
Oh, yeah, great sound, great music.
Great stuff, and her husband's done a great job with her music. Let's see, Windstar. The latest is that I'm getting confused about this cell phone service now. But now they have this new twist, and as you say in your note, is that it's keeping with the sedate and relaxed vibe.
Yeah, that is the way I put it. Well, Windstar is a unique onboard kind of environment. It's, you know, it's always resort casual. It's very nice, like hanging around at a nice country club. And so they wanted to bring on onboard cell phone service because it's convenient for people, but at the same time, they didn't want people sitting around, you know, yakking and disturbing everybody else that would upset their, you know, their whole atmosphere they're trying to engender.
Right.
So while they're the latest cruise line to jump on board with bringing on the onboard cell service, they say that it's primarily intended for the guests used in the privacy of their own stateroom, and talking on cell phones will not be permitted in public areas such as dining areas or lounges, and guests will be asked to set their phone's ringer on vibrate. Now, as far as the rules go, bear in mind, this is the same cruise line whose brochure said, I don't know if it still does, but has said in the past that in terms of what to wear on board, that resort casual is appropriate and natural fibers are most appropriate. Now, on the one hand, it sounds like too many rules, but on board they're not that way. Of course, it's all good on board.
And of course, it's all being offered by, it seems, the same company, which is Wireless Maritime Services. So, well, you know, there it is. It's there if you want it. But you know what? I did notice, Evan. It was saying that economic issues are tempering entry level demand in the Caribbean. according to a cruise pricing survey. And basically what they're saying is that it's just modestly weakening. And I'm wondering if you've heard anything about that.
Well, I've read that, and it's kind of been for the past, 6 months or so, it's been kind of a general truism in the industry, although I haven't seen hard data on it, that the least expensive staterooms and cruises sailing to the Caribbean, the shorter ones, the inside staterooms, haven't been selling as well as they have in the past, and the general consensus is that that's because that market for cruising is most sensitive to things like the higher gas prices we had, those discretionary purchases tend to be, put off by people who, might be needing to funnel money into other priorities in their lives right now.
Yeah, it could very well. And of course, the hurricanes and all that had a lot to do with it as well, I guess. There's one other item that I found that was of particular interest is that Celebrity Cruises and Pullmantur are going to engage in a ship swap.
That's right. Royal Caribbean, which owns Celebrity, of course,
right,
is going to actually buy Pullmantur outright. So they're buying Pullmantur. Now,
okay,
as part of buying Pullmantur, which is a Madrid, Spain-based cruise and tour operator,
right,
Pullmantur is currently operating with one of the now-defunct Renaissance Cruises R-class vessels.
Right.
Which, for people who may not be familiar with them, they were brand new cruise ships 3 years ago, 684 passengers, wonderful vessels. So once Royal Caribbean, and Celebrity, buy Pullmantur, what they're going to do is take that R-class vessel that Pullmantur is using and replace Celebrity Zenith with it and give Celebrity Zenith to Pullmantur. So clearly, the U.S. brand, Celebrity, is, winning in that little trade because the R-class vessel will be a big upgrade over the Zenith.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Roy.
No, I was just going to say, Pullman's ship, for those that might not recall, was called the Blue Dream.
That's right, yep. And they're going to call it Celebrity Journey, is what Celebrity will call it.
Right.
And what they're going to do is make it a new kind of a Bermuda product, an upscale Bermuda product under the Celebrity Expeditions brand. And Celebrity Expeditions, of course, is the kind of micro brand that Celebrity invented that also has a tiny ship sailing to the Galapagos Islands.
Right, because I think they only had 718 guest rooms, or 718, guest ship, I guess. I don't know whether it's rooms or passengers.
Oh, on the R-class vessel?
On the Blue Dream, yeah.
On the Blue Dream, yeah, it would be about 700 passengers and about 350-something staterooms. So
right.
It's a nice mid-sized ship. They're beautiful. I mean, I sailed on one of those old R-class ships that is now in the Oceania fleet. I mean, everybody loves those ships.
Well, that's all good news, and we've got to run.
All right, Roy, good luck.
Thanks for hanging in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, bye.